Broadcasting from an operator switchboard somewhere at the telephone company, you're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Hello? Yes? How did you get my number? I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well. What? What in the hell are you talking about? Who in the hell are you? Who are you? Oh, shit. Alden, I want you to get on the other phone. I want you to call the police right now. Call the police. Hurry. I'll get on my own cell phone. What? Who in the hell are you? Damn. Damn, are you idiot? It's a scam. I know, it's a scam. Shut up, you idiot. Hang up, I can't find how to hang up. Okay, I've had it with you. Shut up, you idiot. You're a scam.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to The Phone Show. This is episode 19, and today is Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. And in this show, I'm not going to be making any new calls. Instead, we're going to play some calls that are coming in to the Barber Bot. Y'all remember Barbara, the old lady that I prank called a while back, and she got really mad and just went off on me for over a half hour and gave me so many wonderful sound bits? Well, a while back, I turned her into an interactive robot, and that phone number that goes to that robot has made it onto a telemarketing scam list. So every day, Barbara is answering calls nonstop, and I'm going to play some of the best recordings, so if you want to listen to the same prank call over and over again, well, then I've got the show for you. Let's get started.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, ma'am. Myself, Adam, and I'm calling for my Medicare benefits. How are you, ma'am? Hope you're fine.
Sorry, I can't hear you very well.
Ma'am, myself, Adam, and I'm calling for Medicare benefits.
I don't know
how are you?
You're talking about.
Ma'am, how are you?
What?
Ma'am, how are you? You are fine, ma'am?
I don't know. I was sound asleep when you called. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, hi, this is Otis. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
Can you hear me now?
I don't know
hello?
What in the world you're talking about.
I'm with American Senior Benefits, and I'm here to provide you free quotations
what?
With no obligation. This is Otis, and I am with American Senior Benefits. Can you hear me?
I don't know. I was sound asleep when you called.
Can you hear me? Yes or no?
I'm having a hard time getting under what you want to talk to me about. Hello?
Good morning. This is Nancy calling from American Benefits.
Yes.
How are you doing today? Rachel? Hello?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
Actually, I'm calling to inform you about new low-cost funeral expense program.
I don't know what in the world you're talking about.
I'm talking
what?
About funeral expense program, which covers 100% of your funeral and burial expenses.
I don't know. I
just
was sound asleep when you called. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, ma'am. This is Mary. I'm calling from Healthcare Sport. How are you doing today?
I'm sorry. I can't hear you very well.
Ma'am, I am Shed. This is Mary. I am calling from Healthcare Sport.
I don't know what in the world you're talking about.
Actually, the reason of my call, most of people are not getting option
what?
For the new year. Actually, the reason of my call, most of people
I don't know.
Are
I was
not
down
getting.
Asleep when you called. Having a hard time getting under what you want to talk to me about. What in the hell are you talking about? Oh, good God. I have no... Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, this is Jack calling you from Medicare Advisor. How are you doing today?
I'm sorry. I can't hear you very well.
Can you hear me now?
I don't know what in the world you're talking about.
This is Jack calling you from Medicare Advisory.
What?
How are you doing? I'm calling from Medicare Advisory.
I was sound asleep when you called.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
I'm having a hard time getting under what you want to talk to me about.
Yeah. The reason of my call that Medicare announced
the
medicine.
What are you talking about?
You don't understand what I'm saying?
God, I have no clue who you are.
I am Jack.
What is your house number?
931.
Who in the hell are you?
931.
I don't have a clue who you are. I'm going to call the police and report this.
So you have my mobile phone number. Call
You're
the police and trace my location.
Idiot.
Listen, you foolish. Listen,
what in
hello.
The hell are you talking about?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Think you're calling. You're gonna be a loser. You are a loser.
No, we are a winner.
What? You're a personal loser. You are not ever gonna be anything in your life because you're a loser.
And you're also a loser.
You're an individual person loser who's never going to accomplish anything in your life. You're never going to have a position that ever gives you any credit in the general community. You're a goddamn loser.
And you are a goddamn
okay,
old
I've had it with you.
That.
And I hope that... Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, good day. This is Lance. How are you doing today?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
Oh, hello, good day. This is Lance. How are you doing today?
I don't know what in the world you're talking about.
Hello, good day. This is Lance. How are you doing today?
What?
How are you doing today?
I don't know. I was sound asleep when you called.
Hello, good day, ma'am. This is Lance. How are you doing today?
I'm having a hard time getting under what you want to talk to me about.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
What in the hell are you talking about?
How are you doing today?
Oh, good God. I have no clue who you are. What is your house number? Who in the hell are you? I don't have a clue who you are. I'm going to call the police and report this. You're an absolute idiot. What in the hell are you talking about?
Hello.
My name is Kevin with American Healthcare. How are you? How are you?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
I'm also fine. Thanks for asking. May God bless you with good health.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me?
I don't know. I was sound asleep when you called.
The reason for my call is to let you know that the rate on the...
Getting under what you want to talk to me about. What in the hell are you talking about?
The reason for my call is to let you know that the rate...
I have no clue who you are.
The reason for my call is to... listen to me.
Who in the hell are you?
The reason for my call is to let you know that the rate on the...
I'm going to call the police and report this.
Go, go.
You're an absolute idiot. Hello? Yes?
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
I'm sorry. I
Hello?
Can't hear you very well.
Ma'am, how are you?
I don't know what in the world you're talking about.
Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me?
I don't know. I was sound asleep when you called.
Hello?
I'm having a hard time
Hello?
Getting under what you want to talk to me about.
I am Michael with the U.S. Senior Healthcare Department. We are providing you Medicare extra benefits. We are providing
what
you
is your house
Medicare.
Number?
Okay. We are got your
Who
number
in the
from
hell
U.S.
Are
Department.
You?
I am your ex-boyfriend.
I don't have a clue who you are. I'm going to call the police and report this.
I am your ex-department boyfriend.
You're an absolute
I need your
idiot.
Keys. I need your keys.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Can you marry me? Hello?
Think you're calling. You're gonna be a loser. You are a loser.
I love you. Your hair is very beautiful yesterday.
What? You're a personal loser.
You.
You are not ever gonna be anything in your life because you're a loser.
Hi. Yesterday I looking
you're
you
an
in your
individual person. Loser who's never going to accomplish anything in your life. You're never going to have a position that ever gives you any credit in the general community. You're a goddamn loser.
Can I kiss you?
Okay, I've had it with you. And I hope that the
can
police department
you?
Can do something about you. I am sorry for your mother. Mother must look at you and think, God, I raised a son who is nothing but a stupid loser.
Love you.
Okay, I want you to come to my front door and I'm going to call the police.
Okay. I come to your front of your door. Please give me your keys. Okay.
Hello?
I come here your front of your door.
Come to my front door right now.
Okay. If you give me your keys.
Who are you?
I love you. Your boyfriend.
Oh,
your
ex-boyfriend. Alden, I want you to get on the other phone. I want you to call the police right now. Call the police. Hurry. I'll get on my own cell phone. What? Who in the hell are you?
Love you. Miss you.
I'm 80 years old. I was sound asleep.
What?
You stay on the line with me. If you hang up on me, I will tell them who you are.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of The Phone Show. The show will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
It's never been easier to get caller ID from U.S. West, because now when you call 1-800-463-8833 and order caller ID, you'll get a free caller ID box, free activation, and free shipping and handling. But that's not all. You'll also receive the ability to know your buddy Bob's calling before you answer the phone.
Hi, Bob.
And have someone else answer it when it's your daughter's chatty girlfriend.
I'm not going to get it. You get it.
Order caller ID and you'll also get the power to know who called when you miss a call and call them right back.
Hi, Nance. We're calling at 6.
Because caller ID identifies the names and numbers of your callers, making call handling easy. But there's more. You'll also receive the ability to enjoy important activities like playing games, having a meal, or taking a nap without phone interruption. Because you can store up to 25 names and numbers, then easily return the calls later. These amazing abilities are yours when you call 1-800-463-8833 to get your free caller ID box. U.S. West, life's better here.
Welcome back to The Phone Show. We got one more call left on today's show. The last call is going to be very long. It's about 14 minutes, and we get to hear Barbara go through the entire script with this phone scammer. So I hope you enjoy this.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes?
Hi, I am calling you from Immune Medical Center. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
I'm calling you from Immune Medical Center. Now you can hear me good?
I don't know what in the world you're talking about.
I'm calling just to confirm, are you a diabetic patient?
What?
I'm calling just to confirm, are you a diabetic patient?
I don't know. I was sound asleep when you called.
Okay, so sleep.
Having a hard time getting under what you want to talk to me about.
Okay, bye. Sorry.
What in the hell are you talking about?
I'm saying okay, bye. Have a nice day. Sorry for that.
Oh, good God. I have no clue who you are.
Listen to me. Hang up a call.
What is your house number?
My house number?
Who in the hell are you? I don't have a clue who you are. I'm going to call the police and report this.
I am all the police, man.
You're an absolute idiot.
You are an idiot?
What in the hell are you talking about?
You are an idiot?
Think you're calling. You're gonna be a loser. You are a
loser. Listen to me. Hang up a call.
What? You're a personal loser. You are not ever gonna be anything in your life because you're a loser.
Hang up a call.
You're an individual loser who's never going to accomplish anything in your life. You're never going to have a position that ever gives you any credit in the general community. You're a goddamn loser.
You are too. Same to you. You too.
Okay, I've had it with you. And I hope
you
that
too.
The police department can do something about you. I am sorry for your mother. Mother must look at you and think, God, I raised a son who is nothing but a stupid loser.
Listen to me. I want to say one thing to you.
Okay, I want you to come to my front door and I'm going to call the police.
Listen to me. I want to say one thing to you. You call the police. It's your mind.
Hello?
You call the police, so it's
come
okay.
To my
you
front
call
door
the police.
Right now.
Sorry?
Are you? Oh shit. Alden, I want you to get on the other phone. I want you to call the police right now. Call the police. Hurry.
Listen to me.
What? Who in listen the hell are you?
Listen to me. I want to say one thing to you.
I'm 80 years old. I was sound asleep.
Listen to me. I want to say one thing to you.
You stay on the line with me. If you hang up on me, I will tell them who you are.
I love you.
Damn, are you idiot? I'm an old woman. I'm 80 years old.
Okay, don't worry about this. I'm a young man.
I'm so ashamed of you. Did your mother never teach you anything about manners?
No.
You're an asshole.
Listen to me. Sorry for that. Bye. Have a lovely day. You're such a wonderful lady.
Do you think it's nice that you've called and done a prank call on me when I was asleep? I'm 80 years old.
Sorry, ma'am. Sorry.
How did you get my number?
So, ma'am, it's a randomly called.
Sweetheart, you're an idiot. There are no more phone books.
Okay, ma'am. Sorry for that, okay? I'm extremely sorry.
Yes, I'm having a really awful time. I've had a prank call. I'm 80 years old. I'm asleep
sorry,
in my
ma'am.
House.
Sorry, ma'am.
Idiot
sorry.
Man has called me. Help
sorry,
me, please.
Ma'am. Sorry.
I'm 80 years old, for God's sake. It's
okay,
somebody
sorry.
That's doing a prank call, and I'm 80 years old. I was sound asleep.
Listen
oh,
to
do
me.
It for me, for God's sakes. I'm 80 years old, and I want to put a criminal complaint. How
okay,
can you allow
sir.
These people in the United States to do this sort of thing?
Listen to me. I'm saying sorry for that. Okay?
Hang up on me when I'm talking to the police. You're going
to listen
be
to me. Sorry for that. Okay, I'm extremely sorry. You call the police. Don't worry. You call the police, okay?
Calling
but
a police department report because I have been harassed by you.
Okay, so call the police. But I'm saying sorry for that. Call the police, okay? Bye. Have a great day.
I will not hang up on you until you're arrested.
You hang up a call. I don't hang up a call.
Well, you know what? You're going to sit on this line until I get the policeman to arrest you.
Okay, go. Call police station. Go. Go. I'm here. Call the police station.
I want you to shut up. I'm listening to the policeman. How quickly can you arrest this person and file a charge of harassment or invasion of privacy or whatever you can file? I'm talking to the policeman, so hush.
Okay.
I don't understand what's happened to the world when a person has gone sound asleep quietly in their own home and this idiot calls. You know, I don't understand why the reality of kindness, responsibility, all of that has gone out the window. This idiot is some kind of pervert. I pray for our country. Our country with this kind of thing going on is pitiful. Shut up! Thank you very much. I'm sorry that the police department has no control over really awful people that work in this world to think they're making a real cute, fun deal. and they bother people. Thank you very much, Mr. Police Officer. I appreciate you. You know what? You know, I bet your mother or your father would not really appreciate your lifestyle.
Listen to me. The police did not nothing.
Ever. I am so angry that you would do this to me.
The police did not. The police did not nothing to me.
What the hell do you think you're going to get out of that?
The police did nothing to me.
Shut up, you idiot.
Because I'm also a police officer.
Really fun. Hey, you're making a great life for yourself.
I am also a police officer. You don't know me?
You have no, absolutely no sense about yourself.
You know who I am?
No, you're going to stay on this phone with me, and you're not ever going to do this again all the rest of the night, because you're going to sit here and talk to me, and I'm going to preach to you about how stupid and idiotic you are.
I am Osama bin Laden.
Don't
Allah
you dare
Akbar.
Hang up on me, because you're an idiot.
Allahu Akbar.
Idiot. What in the world are you getting out of this? Is it it's like a high? Is it like a big old high that you get? Like you're an... Honey, where's your mother? Is your mother alive? Is your father alive? Wow. Aren't you ashamed? Do you know what I have? I have two granddaughters in college, one in law school. Do you realize what this is not going to get you in your life? You're going to be a loser all of your life. Hello? Yes? I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well. I don't know what in the world you're talking about. What? I don't know. I was sound asleep when you called. Having a hard time getting under what you want to talk to me about. What in the hell are you talking about? Oh, good God. I have no clue who you are. What is your house number? Who in the hell are you? I don't have a clue who you are. I'm going to call the police and report this.
Hello?
You're an absolute idiot.
You are still here?
Hello?
What in the hell are you talking about?
अभी क्या सीन है ये अभी तक बात कर रही है नहीं अभी बात कर रही है
Who do you think you're calling?
Hey,
you're gonna be a loser.
Hey,
you
listen,
are a loser.
Listen to me. Hey, listen to me, okay? You're harassing me.
You're a personal loser. You are not ever gonna be anything in your life because you're a loser.
Oh, how do you know that?
You're an individual person loser who's never going to accomplish
anything in your life.
You're never going to have a position that ever gives you any credit in the general community.
So listen to me. So you think I'm a loser, right?
Okay, I've had it with you. and I hope that the police department can do something about you. I am sorry for your mother. Mother must look at you and think, God, I raised a son who is nothing but a stupid loser. Okay, I want you to come to my front door
and I'm going to call the police. You listen to me? Are you here?
Hello?
Fuck your self.
Come to my front door right now. Who are you? Oh, shit. Alden, I want you to get on the other phone. I want you to call the police right now. Call the police. Hurry. I'll get on my own cell phone. What?
Hello.
Who in the hell are you? I'm 80 years old. I was sound asleep.
Abe, bhai, yo. Wait. Tamur.
You stay on the line with me. If you hang up on me, I will tell them who you are.
Tamur.
Damn, are you idiot? I'm an old woman. I'm 80 years old. I'm so ashamed of you. Did your mother never teach you anything about manners?
All right, so that's our show. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this show where Barbara just drives phone scammers crazy for about a half an hour. She's driving them crazy a lot longer than that. She's currently answering calls all day, every day. The average call lasts about a minute, so it's a public service. She is just wasting everybody's time. So it's awesome. So I hope you enjoyed today's show, and remember to check out prankoperator.com/Barbara, and you can find some more calls just like the one in today's show. Bye for now, and thanks for tuning in.